Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyanta Dishmaya, our series of Shiurim, and the Pasuk of Lo Siach Eravim L'Rois, Lo Sana Aliv Lintois, Achrei Rabim Lahatos. And the Yisod Advarim that we saw was that the Pasuk of Torah is telling us that we don't follow the Roiv, because that's reality, because that's the Metzius. The Rov isn't Kovei HaMetzius. Rov is Kovei HaNhaga. And therefore, don't follow the Rov. You only have one to incriminate the person. Don't follow that. Because for HaNhaga, Torah is telling you, Xeris HaKasav, you need two. And it's learned, as the Tosefta tells us, from Edim. Rabim is lahatos. It just, that's the direction it points you in if they're too studying. Then it tells you the mice follow the side, one side, not the other side of the rover, not the other side. And again, if it's laros, it's only going to be two. If it's the tov, it's going to be one. But it's just telling you if they're too studying, only follow the side, follow the rover. Not that it's telling you the emes, and the mela we understand that if the rover saying a certain way, you know they're not telling the truth. You don't follow them because it's not sad like them. And we don't follow the Goyim, we learn from this Pasuk, because of the Avodah Zarah, we're not Christian, we're not Muslim, because it's not sad like that. And that's Tamsis, Shebet Tamsis, what we saw previously. And this is V'siyata D'Shmaya, our fourth offering on this topic. Nimsal Afize, Omer Moreno Rabbeinu. שמובד היסוד בדין הלך אחר הרוב, המבואר ממה שכתוב לא תהיה אחרי רבים לרעות, וכנל, הרי יוצא מזה עוד יסוד גדול בדיני הדיינים. So it emerges according to the foregoing, what we've learned until now, that besides the יסוד and the din of הלך אחר הרוב, that we see from Lo Siach Rei Rabim L'Rois, that it's telling you don't go after the rabbin for ra, because they're not telling you a mitzias. It's a hachra. It's a lamai. It's a hachra lamaisa, but it's not a hachra of the mitzias. It's not telling the mitzias is like that. So memela, if you just have a regular rov, don't follow the rabbin for evil. And that's one. You said rather achra rabim hatzviyah tut stadim, so then you can follow one side with the rabbin just because that's who you're following, but not. That's what the emet is. Therefore, there's no siya. Lo siyach rabim l'rois. There's no siya. And memela, it's not the reality. It's not the metzias. And therefore, don't go after the rabim l'rois, as we explained at length in the previous shiurim. As from this emerges another yisayit gadol b'dinei hadayan v'hu she'en tafkido shel hadayan lef'ol et hachalat ha'emet shel din ha'torah על הנידון והדין שלפניו. שראי אם כן, שיצא הדין על פי הרוב, שכנל אין כאן הכרעת האמת, לא יהיה על זה כוח הדין הבא מדין הדיין בפסק הדין. אלא שתפקידו של הדיין הוא לומר את מה שאומרת לו התורה בדינו של דין זה שלפניו. דהיינו. We learn another big yisoid in Dinei Dayanim, and that is that the tafkid of the dayan is not to activate the application of the truth of Din Torah on the case that is before him. Because if that would be the case, when the judgment comes out based on the rov, where there is no hachras emes, doesn't tell us the objective truth, it is not going to have the power of judgment that comes from the dayan when he paskins this din. Right? You can't say that the dayan is telling you the emes. It's not it is applying the emes. It's not his job to apply the emes because, frankly, he doesn't have the emes. He doesn't have the objective truth. And therefore, if he is applying the objective truth, then he's not applying anything because he doesn't have it in the first place. But rather, the tafkid of the dayan is lomar ma she'omeret lo haTorah b'dino shel zed shel din zed shelefanav. His job is to say what the Torah says in the din of this person who has come before him. Ve'amira zo yeshna etzlo lefi daito v'limudo. What his job is to do, what his tafkid is to do, is to say what the Torah says to do in the din of this person. What does the Torah say to do? That's the dayan's job. Not to tell you what objective truth is. What does the Torah decide in this case? And when he paskins the din, in other words, what the Torah tells him, so then this is going to be carried out according to the judgment, according to the ruling that the Torah told him to rule. And that's the inyan of din al pi Torah. The inyan of din al pi Torah is to paskin what the Torah tells you to paskin. And it's like what we saw earlier from the Mechilta and the Tosefta, that compared Dayanim and Edim. That Dayanim are two, as Edim are two. Dayanim follows the model of Edim. And since the Ikir, Kevan Shi Ikshem Shi Ikara Shal Eidut, Yilomar Et HaDvarim Velo Lefol Et HaTotzaot, Harei Hu Adin Shekeinu Gam, Din HaDayan. Just like the Ikir of the Edus is to say what they saw, to testify, to witness, and not to bring to the results. So the same applies to the din of the dayan. What's the job of the dayan? The job of the dayan is one, and that is to paskin din Torah. They're supposed to lomar divrim, just like Edom, tell it as it is, as they saw it. So that's what the dayanim are supposed to do. They're supposed to say it, paskin as they see it, as the Torah will tell them to paskin. The Edim testifies, the Torah tells them to be made. And the, no, we don't know. We don't know if the Edim are saying objective truth. Doesn't matter. We have two kosher Edim, we follow them. So to the judges, their job is just to say, based on the evidence, they paskin what it seems like to them, and then we're machriya based on the rov. That's the toitzah. The toitzah is that the hachra is going to be based on the rov. But the job of the judge is just to paskin al pidin Torah. He doesn't have to be part of the toitzah. He just paskins al pidin Torah. And so too, just like the Edim, testify based on din Torah. And where do we see that? We see that from a beautiful Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that this pasuk is actually referring, he reads it beautifully into the pasuk. You could see there in the Aruch Chaim in this pasuk that it's talking about where Sanhedrin, everybody saw Lechova. Let's say you have a Sanhedrin where everybody said that this person is guilty. What's the din? He's pater. Everybody says guilty, he's pater. So therefore you would have a havamina that if that's true, then you see that all the dayanim are going lachova, and you know he's going to be pater. So therefore one of the mechayvim should say zakai. One of the mechayvim should say no, he's cool, he's innocent. And what's going to that? What is that going to result in? That's going to result in him being incriminated. That's going to result in him being guilty. So in other words, this dying sees, he knows the guy's, he believes the guy's guilty, but he sees everybody believes the guy's guilty. So the only way the guy's going to become guilty is if one person says Zaka, if everybody says Chayav, he's Pater. So what's his shtick? His trick is going to be, I'm going to say he's innocent, in order that it should turn out guilty. Don't do that. That's one Havamina. But rather say he's guilty as you thought. And we have in the opposite scenario, the inverse scenario, where one Dayan thinks that he's a Zakkai and everybody else thinks he's Chayiv. So the Dayan says to himself, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say he's Chayiv in order that he turn out Zakkai. I think he's Zakkai. I think he's innocent. Everybody else feels he's guilty. But if I say what I think, then he's going to end up guilty. So I'm going to say he's innocent. And in this way, he's going to, I'm going to say he's guilty. And this way, he's going to end up being innocent because I really think he's innocent. So the pasuk is telling you two things. The pasuk is telling you, everybody, if you think that he's guilty and you see everybody else sees he's guilty, don't say innocent in order that he should be guilty, because that's the only way he's going to be guilty, because you need one guy saying innocent. Don't do that. Rather say guilty like you think. And if you think he's innocent and everybody else thinks he's guilty, don't say guilty in order that he should turn out innocent. In other words, don't worry about the toitzos. You just say it as you see it. Call it as you see it. Uba kasev lahasir beis mechsholim asher yikasha b'hem chacham says the Orachaim Hakadosh meyamtzos din ze echad begiya mishpat kaze v'yira chacham b'echad me'ashoft mishkol chaver pasul l'choiva. He sees everybody is l'choiva, and he says v'hu choishiv b'daita ki zakai v'yischakim lor menomer zakai. He thinks he's zakai, but if he says zakai, he's going to come out chayiv. So what am I going to do? I'm going to say Chayiv. No, they should come out Zakkai. No, no, no. No, don't do that. Lo siachwe rabim laros. Don't go after the rabim and say Chayiv in order that he should be Zakkai. Don't do that. Because if everybody says Chayiv, he's Zakkai, and you think he's Zakkai, no, don't follow them. You say Zakkai if you think Zakkai, and if he ends up being Chayiv, okay. So that's one Michshel. Skipping a little bit in the Or HaChaim, and there's another Michshel in the Mishpat that he sees that he's Chayiv k'chol dayanim. He's with everybody that he's Chayiv. And then what's going to happen? He's going to end up Zakkai. So what are you going to do? What you're going to do is you're going to say you really think he's Zakkai, but everybody else says he's Chayav, and you know. Excuse me. Imir ben Echam Shu Chayav, you think he's really Chayav, and everybody else thinks he's Chayav, and you know that if you say Chayav, then he's going to be Pater. So you're going to say Zakkai. And the pasuk is telling you, don't do that. Od b'shoyach b'avner v'yim yar b'enei chacham shu chayiv chol adayanim. Sharmu chayiv v'roshim yomar chayiv v'nei v'yotzei Zakkai. Hefech dvarav, you know that if you're going to say chayiv, he's going to end up Zakkai. L'zei yischakim lomar Zakkai. So he's going to say Zakkai, that he's innocent. K'dei sheyuta mishpat achorei rabim shomrim chayiv v'yotzei chayiv k'fi svarasa. So therefore, what you're going to do is you're going to be mad to the Mishpat, you're going to follow the Rabbim, and you're going to say Chayav. And you're going to say Zakkai in order that he should end up being Chayav. So the pasuk says, Lo san al riv, lo san eman al riv, lintos achwe rabim, perishet hiekem nasamancha, kadeshi ha-mishpat yachid v'rabim. In other words, don't answer this quarrel, this debate between you, in other words, this judgment to follow the rabbim, that your kavana and your answer is that the halacha should be like the rabbim. You want the halacha to be like the rabbim. So what are you going to say? You're going to say Zakkai, because you think he's chayiv, and therefore you're going to be on al riv. You're going to be nota achrei rabbim. And that's lahatos, because you want to be mate mimashe b'datcha b'ina mishpatar shu chayiv. So So don't be mate. Don't twist it. Osan al rivlintos. Don't veer from in this judgment to say zakai when you really think he's chayev, in order that he should end up chayev. Because if you say zakai, he's going to end up chayev. So basically, it comes out if everybody is saying chayev, and you think that he's zakai, you shouldn't say chayev, so you should turn out zakai. And if everybody thinks he's chayev, and you agree that he's chayev, don't say zakai in order that he should turn out chayev. Either way, don't play games. Just call it as you see it. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Kach divrei Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And Ayin b'kagon zeh b'arichus b'birka Yosef and choshen mishpat and simen yudches sifkot gimel sifkot dalet pischei tshuvan sifkot dalet. And that's exactly what we're saying, that the tafkid of the dying is not to be eino lif'ol et ha-totza'ah mitchayevet lefi da'ato. It's not to be poyel any totza'ah, it's not to activate any specific conclusion that he'd like them to reach, but rather do it as you call it, as you see it. Because if that's the point was to get to the correct conclusion, and that's exactly what you should do. If you think he's chayev, and everybody else thinks he's chayev, so you should say zakai, so he should end up chayev. And if you think he's zakai, and everybody else thinks he's chayev, so you should say chayev in order that he should end up zakai. So the pasuk is telling you, don't do that, as the Aruch Chaim explains. Because you say it as you see it. Atafkido rak v'rak lomar et ma she'omeret lo ha-Torah. Like Edom. Edom aren't interested in the Tetzos. You call it as you see it. And that's it. Like Edom also aren't allowed to change things so that they get the desired result. It's not about getting the desired result. It's about saying it as it is. And that's the beautiful tzushta we have in the Tosefta and the Mechilta between Edom and Dayanim. ומעתה נראה במה שנאמר בהמשך. ללא תהיה אחרי רבים לראות את הלב שלא תענה על ריב. שעניינו הוא כלפי היסוד הנ"ל, המבואר במה שכתוב ולא תהיה אחרי רבים לראות. So we had asked why it says לא שיח אחרי רבים לרויס, and then it says לא שנא על ריב. Lintois achwe rabim lahatos. So we said that the top pasuk we saw in the Gemara, the Mishnah, the pasuk is contrasting. Don't follow the rov for ra. In other words, if you have a rov of one, only achwe rabim lahatos. You follow the rov. You need a rov of two. You do follow the rov for two. Hataya le ra is two, and hataya le tova is one. Lo kayascha le tateascha le tova tateascha le ra. When you choose Ra, it needs a majority of two. When you choose Tov, it needs a majority of one. So we ask, so why does the Pasuk interpose the words V'lo san al riv lintos? And the Pasuk is really a way to say we're working together. So why stick in V'lo san al riv lintos in the middle? And that's klape the Yisod that we see in the Pasuk of Lo siachoy rabim lahato, liros, and Lo siachoy rabim L'ro'is. And we're going to explain this first. We're going to explain first the Rambam. She'ezkanu b'shiur ha'rishon. That you shouldn't. That a person shouldn't say, I'm not going to express my opinion. I'll just be somech on the gadol mimeni. I'll just rely, he knows better than me. Losan al rivlintos. I'll just follow them. I'm not going to follow myself. Shezen ishlal kan b'ma shekatuv lotan al rivlintos. So that's what the pasuk is negating. Saying, don't do that. Don't say I'm going to follow somebody else and I'm not going to rely on my own intellect. Ela shechayavu shiomar et da'ato. You have to say your das. Lefi dvareinu, nemar davar kan. Why was it said over here? כיוון שעניינו הוא בהמשך ליסוד המפואר כנ"ל במה שכתוב לא תאחר רבים לראות, התפקידו של הדיין. We have the tafkid of the dayan. Don't follow the rov leros. Don't follow the rov for evil. If they all say chayev, don't just say chayev to follow along in order that he should turn out zakai. No. You have to say your opinion. Otherwise, if your tafkid is l'hachilas emes al anidon, is to make sure that truth is applied over here, so you're samich on somebody bigger than you. That's the emes. Why do you have to mevar your own das? You have the emes? No. The tafkid of the dayan is not to be meichel the emes l'maisa. The tafkid of the dayan is not to bring out any desired results, but rather it's to say his das Torah. How he learns, how he decides. So as a result of this, namer ketotzah mizeh, etalav al dayan sheino omer adato, ela somech al acher. So you have a lav and a dayan who doesn't say his own das, he's somech on somebody else. Because again, the pasuk opens up and it tells us lo siach rabin lois. Don't follow, don't do your totzaot. You just. The tafkid of the dayan, the pasuk is telling us that the tafkid of the dayan is not to be machriya the emes, the objective truth, but rather to call it as he sees it, to paskin al pidin Torah. And even if it's going to achieve the opposite result of what he thinks should be, and so therefore it works with the hemshech. It's very cohesive that it should then say losan al riv lintos. And don't rely on somebody else. Your job is to call it as you see it, not to rely on other dayanim. So there's a lav when you're relying on somebody else. And that's why after it says Achri Rabim Laroz, it says Lo Sen Al Riv Lintos. And therefore don't, as the Rambam has it, don't rely on other people's intellect. Rely on your own, because that's the job of the judge. And with that, we can explain the Tosefta that we saw in the first shir. And that is, the Tosefta says, in Sanhedrin Perakimah Halacha Dalid, Tavaach Elintoy Sacher Rabin Lahatris, Shilatoymer Bishas Hadin, Diyoy Le'eved, Shiekirabo, Emol Mashe B'datcha. So you shouldn't say, Shas Hadin, it's enough for a servant to follow his master. Say what your opinion is. So in Pashtus, we were learning that it's saying, don't follow the other judge. Rather, say what you think. But this is odd, because we have in numerous sources, Brachos 58b, Bereshis Rabba Mem Parsha Mem Tesel's Beis, Yalkut Shimoni Remes Tefri Samach Aleph, that this Lashon of Evid and Rabba was talking about man and God, not man and other men. So what's this Lashon? אז הרי כמבואר בסוגיה בסנהדרין בדף ח' עמוד א', על מה שכתוב כי המשפט לאלוקים הוא שהרשעים הדנים שלא כדין מטריחים את הקדוש ברוך הוא להחזיר ממון לבעליו. We see in the Gemara, it says the Mishpat is Hashem's, because the Rishayim that judge against Mishpat are matshriach, are causing a tircha, trouble. They're troubling God, so to speak, to return the money of the to its rightful owner. Ayin sham u mashkatav Rashi beparashat Mishpatim chafkim ozayin al pi mechilta ki lo atzdik rasha she'ein alecha lahachziro ki ani lo atzdikenu bedino. Then Rashi sham omer al pasuk midvar sheker tirchak v'naki v'tzadik al taharog. כי לא הצדיק רשע. רשי says, ונוכי בצדיק אל תהרוג, מניין ליוצא מבייס דין חי, אבוי מרחד, יש לי לומר עליו סחוס, שמחזיר אינו עושה, שתלמד לא אמר, נוכי אל תהרוג. From where we may infer that in the case of one who left the court after being found guilty and says, I have something to plead in his favor, he has to be brought back in order that the court may listen to this. Talmud loymar noki al tarog. Don't kill a, you shouldn't slay an innocent person. Zalf bishen ot tzadik, shalom ot tzadik bebeis din. Although he is not a tzaddik, for he has not been acquitted by the court, he is, however, free from the death penalty, for it is your duty to plead as far as possible in his favor. How do we know that if somebody comes out zakai, we don't bring him back to the basin? He was justified in the basin, he was acquitted by the court, and Mamela, don't bring him back. Kilo atzdik Rashi, for I will not justify the wicked, it is not your duty, Rashi says, in the latter case, to bring the man back to court, for he is really guilty, I will not acquit him in my court, in the divine court. Although he left your hands innocent, I have many agents, many means to inflict upon him death, to which he has made himself liable. Rashi, ein alecha lachziro, ki ani lo atzdikenu bedini. You don't have to bring him back, because I'm not going to be matzdik him in my din. If he came out in your hands, zakai, ish li shluchim harbe la misa, b'misa shen eschayi. I have many shluchim to be mechayiv him in the misa, which he was mechayiv him. So it's not really your job. So in other words, God, if we twist the judgment, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets involved. We have this also in the Ramban, Mishpatim 21:6. The Mishpat is Lashem. He brings also from the Pasuk, HaMishpat Lelokimu. In Utsah Shebuchol Din, Yeshno Bo, Gamet Mishpatei Hashem. Shuala Shavuye Shel Emes Shel Advarim. We also have the stempel, we also have the stamp of God in every judgment. Because God makes sure that the objective truth ultimately is reached. And therefore I might think, Shedio Shehe Evet Kerabo. What is Evet Kerabo? Evet Kerabo means that the servant should be like his master. So really Pshat is, man should be like God. In other words, you should make sure that you achieve the desired result. You want to get to what you know to be the truth. Just like the way God does it. Because God gets the objective truth. You're saying the subjective truth. What Hashem wants from the Dayanim is to apply, express and apply subjective truth. So you might think that that's your job also. I'm just following God. God gets the objective truth. I'm going to also go get the objective truth. I'm not going to follow my subjective truth. So therefore, if the objective truth, like we said, is that the guy's chayiv, and you know if you say chayiv is going to be zakai, so then say chayiv. As I say zakai, so he should end up being chayiv. Or vice versa. If you think he's chayiv, and you know if you say chayiv is going to end up being zakai, to say zakai, he should end up being chayv. No, that's not your tafkid. And that's why it says that an evet shouldn't be like his master. So that's what we had in the Tosefta. Lintos achrei rabim lahatos, right? Lo sia achrei riv lintos. Achrei rabim lahatos. Lo san al riv lintos. Achrei rabim lahatos. Since lo sia achrei rabim lahatos, which we defined as meaning, that your job is to express the views, the Das Torah, in other words, the way you see it, your subjective way of seeing what the Torah wants you to paskin, that's your tafkid, but there's not hachoras emes. And therefore, lo siachoy rabin l'roz, because if it was an objective truth, then we'd go with the majority of one. But you see, you're not going the majority of one for a roz, so therefore it's not about objective truth. Rather, it's about you passing the way you see you think you're supposed to passing, as we saw in the Rechaim HaKadosh. Don't play games and do chayv when you really think zakai, and don't do zakai in order to get the achieved result of chayv. No, you're just supposed to do it as you see it. And that's the Rambam. Lo san al riv lintois. Do not rely on the other judges You say, listen, if it's objective truth, they know better than me. No, rather you're supposed to call it as you see it, as they say in sports. So that's your job. So Mamela comes out, like the Tosefta says, and the words, Lintos Acher Rabim Lahatos, don't say B'Shas Adin, I'm going to be like my master. Dio Levit Lios Kerabo, I'm going to be like my master. God achieves objective justice. I also want to achieve objective justice. And the Pasuk says, no, you shouldn't do that. Lo sanal riv lintos. Do not achwe rabin lahatos. Don't be lintos achwe rabin lahatos. Don't just go with the majority. Don't do lintos achwe. The Medrash says lintos achwe rabin lahatos. That's the Tosefta. Don't incline with the rabin, because you want to get to objective truth, because you're going to think that the rabbi know better than you. No. Amor mashe b'datcha. You should say what you think. Now, if you say what you think, so then maybe you're not getting to objective truth. But you should say what you think anyway, because you're not like Hashem. Hashem's job is to get to the objective truth. But that's not your job. So you might want to be mevatel your das and say, hey, I'll follow the other chevra, what they're saying. And therefore, I'm going after the rabbin, and therefore I'm more likely to get to object the truth. Maybe they know better than me. No, you're not allowed to do that, because it's God's job to be like to achieve objective the desired results, not yours. Your job is to call it as you see it, and that's why it says, "I'm going to be like Masa, I'm going to be like God." Don't do that. Amar Masha b'datcha. I'm not gonna try to get the desired results like Hashem does, the objective truth. But rather, you have to say it as you see it, like we saw in the Rachaim HaKadosh, and don't play games to try to get the desired result, because that's only what God can do. So, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we've already seen Niflos mitaras Hashem. This is our fourth lecture in this series. And we still have loads and loads of Torah to share. So please stay tuned. Ve'anachem nera nifla'ot rabot v'gdolot mitorat Hashem. V'toda rabba rabba she'e'ezantem. Hadvarim ayu meirim kesapirim, zakim ubihirim. Meirim kesapirim, keshamayim mazhirim. Baruch Hashem. And we will continue, please God, in the next coming shiur. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.